Johnson Show. I'm Josh Johnson, joined by my co-host, fellow stand-up comedian Logan Nielsen. Logan, how you doing, buddy?
I'm doing okay, man. How are you?
I'm all right, but I know that that's a lie.
Jeez.
Yeah. You're not doing all right.
Oh, I thought you said I'm doing all right, but that's a lie.
No, you're not doing all right.
But do you want me to rant about it again? I can get into it again.
The subject of this week's episode, because I based off of this being our second attempt at recording, I got to thinking last night, and I sort of threw away my idea for yesterday's episode.
Okay.
And I've switched over to a new idea that I feel like is more pertinent, more topical.
Okay.
It's of the people. It's what it's what they want. It's what they want to hear about. It is terrible Airbnbs.
Because full disclosure, so I'm still in New York, mm-hmm. as per last episode.
He is indeed.
I'm still here. This is week two I'm going on of a 3-week stint. So I will probably leave here cured of my desire to live here. but we tried recording last night. You came over, but you forgot cords for the soundboard.
Mm-hmm. So I forgot some cables.
Forgot some cables that are necessary, because without them, you know, this doesn't turn on or record. Good. We just had an ice cream truck, and now there's just a car alarm going. So this is,
There's
sounds of the city, man.
I have a pretty irresponsible neighbor.
And, is it the same one every day that goes off?
It's not every day, but it's like too much.
Yeah.
It's to the point now where like it doesn't actually alert anyone. Like sometimes when you hear a car alarm, you're like, is that a carjacking?
Right.
Is that what's happening right now? Mm-hmm. And then you hear it and it just becomes like, nah, that's just Tony's car just sort of doing his thing.
But yeah, I'm in this Airbnb, and the last most Airbnbs I've stayed in have been all right. I've rarely had like a bad experience. I've had some where you're like, eh, but it gets the job done. That car is going.
Yeah, yeah.
So sorry. They might not even be able to hear it. I have no idea.
They might not be able to hear it, but in case you can, it does take. I've started calling him Tony because it seems like a Tony problem to have.
So this isn't the first time you've called it Tony at all.
No. But it's just funny to me, because there will be some times where it's going for like a while to where I'm like, I think the battery's going to die.
Yeah. I don't know if this will... See, I don't know. I can try to boost it. I don't know if that's...
Yeah, I mean, maybe they're not picking it up at all. But
it's to talk, try to talk while that's going.
Yeah.
I'm in this... I moved to, so me and Jess were together last week. She was in town. Great week, by the way. Maybe we'll get to that later. And then I moved to a different Airbnb because she went back to Iowa, and I'm here. And honestly, when I first got there, it was fine. Like, I didn't love that, like, they clearly did some, like, editing on the photos to make it look like it got way more light than it really did, because it is a dungeon. It is.
Yeah.
There is no.
When I came to visit you.
Yeah. What were your thoughts when you came by?
I was like, oh man, I didn't know that you were allowed to like put out an Airbnb, like just offer up an Airbnb and smoke crack. Like, it just felt like.
It felt
like the type of place where you go visit your friend who's going through something, and then you realize your friend's not having a good time. Like, it seems like the apartment from a drama where it's like, what are you doing, Benny?
Yeah.
Get it together. All right, you're better than this. And then it's just like, because the lights don't make any sense. So the problem with the lights in Logan's Airbnb is that clearly... This place that he's staying in is like a garden apartment, but clearly it was an afterthought.
It's just their basement.
Because
there are stairs that go right up, so it is just their basement.
The lights don't make any sense in that the positioning of the light doesn't light enough things.
No.
So there could be lights evenly dispersed throughout the room that, when all turned on, light up the room.
Mm-hmm.
But to my knowledge... From you showing me, I don't know if you turned everything on at once, but when things were on, they would light up a corner real hot. Like, that's the crack corner where you want to make sure you can see yourself.
Well, yeah, because clearly, so like, yeah, there's two switches, and one lights up two pretty dim lights on the walls, and those were clearly added later. And maybe they added those, and they're like, ah, fuck, we need another one. Like, I don't know.
Yeah, yeah.
But it's like the way they did the pictures too. Not only did it look super bright, so they probably used a flash. They also clearly did some color correction because it looks like bright daylight, and it is not. It is dingy.
In
yellow,
real life,
grim lighting.
It looks like where Rocky lives between movies. Like in Rocky 2, he'll be like, I did it. Yeah. And then he goes back to this like real dungeon of an apartment.
And his eyes are so swollen, it doesn't matter. It's got bad lighting, you know?
Yeah, he's not looking at anything. And then Rocky 3 comes around and they're like, hey, Apollo wants a rematch or whoever's in. Mr. T wants to fight you. Yeah. He's like, I'll do it. And then he leaves the apartment for the whole movie. And then he comes back. And then there's that movie where they're like, Rocky, you're broke. And he's like, oh, well, come see my house. It doesn't even matter. And then
that's the interesting one, too, because between Rocky 4 and 5, because I believe that movie takes place a couple days after Rocky 4. Mm-hmm. And by the time he gets back, for some reason, he's totally broke and his son is 8 years older, and it's never really explained.
Do you ever get so poor that your kid grows up really fast? It almost seems like a metaphor, like because when you are poor, you do have to grow up a bit faster because you have to live a bit more life.
But it's also
you have
like
to
no
help.
One's going to help him out. He just brought peace to Russia and by punching a Russian, that's unprecedented.
Yeah, that's everything that Kennedy was trying to do. Like, he did the whole Cold War in, like, 10 rounds.
But then, so one is just dingy. And I think it has, like, put me in a weird headspace, too. I've been in, like, mood today.
It has. As soon as I saw you, I was like...
No, because I even told Jess today, I'm like, it kind of took me back to when, like, I was living alone in a basement unit. And, like, I was happier then. Like, that was okay. But it was just, like, I've just been kind of, like... stressed all day. And one of the other reasons I was stressed all day is because they have a child up there who
we don't know if that's a kid or a dog.
No, because there's both. I've heard both because they also have a dog that got added to the mix today.
You sure that's not just that kid barking?
I mean, if it's a dog, then that dog sometimes speaks in full sentences. So I don't know. Then it's a miracle of science and nature, and I would like to meet this talking dog. But
wouldn't that turn your whole week around?
I would forgive it of everything. I would forgive it of everything. If they're like, oh, sorry, it's our dog. He's energetic and he speaks fluent English. Like, that would be a whole different.
You know how puppies are.
Yeah, they're always talking in words.
Uh-huh.
No, but so they have a child up there who is, one, can run with the force of a grown man. Like, he is pounding that floor. Because even Jess was like, maybe it's a baby. You know, babies run hard. I'm like, yeah, but I'm hearing him like speak full sentences. So it's like, it's not like a baby.
This is what I think might be happening.
Yeah.
Which, in case you even at home, you the listener, the viewer may not know, the walls in New York are notoriously paper thin in lots of places.
Yeah.
And
the downstairs neighbors here are getting a free live show right now.
Yeah, like our ceilings in New York are also made out of our walls,
which is why last night when you were there and we were talking and was hearing the running, because this kid is just doing full wind sprints front of the house, back of the house for 5-6 hours straight, like nonstop.
It would actually be kind of funny if that kid grows up to be an athlete.
That'd be
like,
something.
Like if that's the next Usain Bolt and we're complaining about having to listen to him train.
In the documentary, his mom's just like, listen, he got us a lot of bad Airbnb reviews, but he is a champion.
Yeah.
No, but he was running so hard. Remember, I was sitting on the futon, because it's just futon. It's got that Airbnb furniture where it's like they found the thinnest IKEA shit they could get. I don't fault them for that. That's every Airbnb, you know, so whatever. But I was sitting there talking to you, and then I felt something hit my hand, and I looked down, and I swore I saw like a piece of white bounce off, and I was like, was that ceiling that just fell on me? And you were like, that was absolutely ceiling.
Yeah. This thing has happened to a friend of mine before. They stayed in a really bad Airbnb in Chicago. Now, Chicago, I feel like, has great Airbnb. I have not stayed in a bad one while I've been in Chicago because they're just mostly Chicago apartments. And a lot of Chicago apartments are like really, really big.
Oh, I have stayed in one Chicago Airbnb, and that was also clearly someone's basement that afterthought got turned into an apartment. And it was all right. There was at a point, because there's like a doorway that leads upstairs, like straight up their front stairs. So it is like their basement.
Yeah.
And there was a point at night where we thought they were having like a fight. It sounded like we heard like a woman crying. We heard a lot of yelling. And we were like, oh, no. And like they seemed nice when we met them. We're like, wow, this seems intense. I think their TV is just like right near that doorway, because eventually we heard music swell with the argument. We're like, oh, we're hearing a movie.
Yeah,
but it sounded so real. Cause I'm like, I think there's a woman crying right behind that door. I think she came down the stairs to cry.
Do you know what's crazy is when you're just in your Airbnb with your loved one and then you hear on full volume Marriage Story blasting through.
It might have been that, too. Wall. It might have been.
And just wondering if you need to knock on the door, see if somebody needs help. And then you hear a full crescendo at the end of the fight.
I think even Jess pinpointed what they were watching one time, because it was that, I can't remember the show, but that Netflix show with the lady who's got the Tommy Wiseau accent. I can't remember the
Anna Delvey story?
Anna Delvey thing. I can't remember her name. I'm in a weird place today, man. I didn't sleep much last night.
But just the Tommy Wiseau thing is very funny.
Just give me your money. Don't worry about it.
Oh, man.
Oh, hi, Mark.
Sorry, bank.
Oh, hi, bank. Oh, hi, bank. How's your sex life? No, but there's a point, like, Jess could hear the accent. She's like, oh, they're watching that show. Inventing Anna, is that what it's called?
Inventing Anna.
And she, like, pinpointed what they were watching. And I was just like, that means that TV's either too loud or too close to the doors. But you couldn't, like, really hear it through the ceiling. But the other thing with this Airbnb, sorry, you were talking about Chicago Airbnbs.
Oh, no, just a very quick thing. So the... This Airbnb my friend was staying in was, once again, paper-thin sort of ceiling, and the upstairs neighbors were running around, and they clearly had a dog or whatever. Mm-hmm. And the same thing happened to him, but he was, like, eating a bowl of Frosted Flakes.
Yeah.
At a certain point when he... Because he stepped away, like, went to the bathroom, and then when he came back, he saw around the bowl a couple of paint chips.
Yeah.
And so now he's like, I don't know if this is full of paint chips or not. Like, I don't know. Like, he was like, I bought this cereal and it's like the last, because he'd been staying there for a week.
Yeah.
And he's like, the last bowl of my Frosted Flakes might be half paint chips.
Is it falling into my mouth when I'm sleeping at
yeah.
night?
Yeah. And so he was like, I think I ate so many paint chips in Chicago because I was sleeping and just little pieces of ceiling were just trickling down. Because at first he thought it was
negative
dust.
For COVID, but positive for lead poisoning.
100%. 100%. Just the idea that you're on your last bowl of Frosted Flakes that you love so much, and then you come back, there's just a ring of paint chips around the bowl. like it must have felt like, you know like when you're... in a building now, and they're like, oh, hey, careful, there's asbestos up there.
Yeah.
It must have felt like that, because he's like just going to the bathroom, coming back to the table, and then there's just like, and he said that the ring was so perfect that like it felt as if maybe a square of tile had like fallen down. So he knows most of it is in the bowl.
Yeah.
And so now he's like, I didn't see it fall in.
Ugh.
And it's also milk on Frosted Flakes. So he's like, I'm never going to see the chips. Like, maybe if I just eat the...
Yeah.
Like,
if I just pretend everything sugar.
Yeah. If I just let it all soak long enough, won't the paint soak out? Like, won't the milk kill that paint? He was like trying every
you know,
way
like
that
in
he
movies
could.
When someone gets cut and they pour milk on it to sanitize.
He was just like, where's the 2%? 2%? Because it's...
Don't give me that skim, I'll get gangrene.
Because it was so wild, and he seemed so disappointed. Like, even as he was telling me the story, he was looking down.
That would be disappointing, man. No, yeah. It's and then it's like too. I was just like frustrated, but then I knew we were going to record, so I didn't really like go anywhere. And like the neighborhood I'm in, there's not a lot around. It's kind of a scant neighborhood, like a couple of convenience stores. So I was like, so I just kind of sat there. I did like a Zoom with Jess, and I just like slowly just got like a genuine like migraine, and just so it's like, yeah, just a kid running, just and all like he was running all day. This kid was trucking all day, and it's yeah. like, listen, I'm not for medicating kids, but I'm not against it. And it was yeah. my God, I was like, this kid.
What's so wild about that is that in the long term, I wonder, I'm not even saying it is, I just wonder if life is actually fair. Because anyone who's doing that to so many people, because this is an Airbnb, so mm-hmm. I'm imagining people are checking in, checking out all the time.
Yeah.
Anyone who's making people live through that for like 5 years yeah. deserves to kind of not move that great when they get old. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like it's almost like the circle of life where
yeah.
you're gonna be in a home one day just right. really pushing a walker.
No, and I spent a lot of time today too, like just looking at hotels. I'm like, I don't need to just waste money, but like I almost want to just move to a hotel because at least even I've been in hotels, people have been loud, but then you can call the lobby and be like, hey, can someone tell them to shut up? You can't do that when you're in someone's house.
Yeah, like especially when it's their house.
I'm staying in a stranger's house. That's yeah. them up there. I can't be like, hey, can you tell your kid to fucking chill?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Because the whole point I rented this one is I want to spend a couple days relaxing and working. And
that'd
I'm
probably
really
be the craziest
either.
Thing that you could do.
It'd be wild.
You just walk up, hey, can you beat him?
I at least want to hear a good trip or something. That's
yeah, yeah. I'm just saying.
No, so it's like that's just a lot. And then, yeah. and then the other thing that is, we'll call it challenging, was that when I got in there, and first off, so I had to check out from where me and Jess were staying, and then I had like a couple hours before I could check into this one. So I was just kind of out with my bags, and it was like a 20-minute walk from where we were. So I just kind of hung out in a park, and then I was like, all right, it's time to check in. So I walked, but it was it's a record like heat wave right now.
Yeah, yeah.
So I just had my backpack and a roller bag too. By the time I got to my Airbnb, my shirt was sweat. Like I was soaked. And then I get in there and there's no air conditioning.
Ooh.
And I honestly, that's my bad. I didn't see that it said no AC on the thing. So that one's not on them.
Yeah.
And it's a basement unit, so it's been okay. It's been muggy, but it's been okay. Like I'm just fine. But then I get in there, and then I go into the bathroom, and there's a sign above the toilet, and it says, please do not flush. And this is the order they do it in, which was confusing, but it says just please do not, flush paper towels, toilet paper, or feminine products. And putting toilet paper in the middle.
Yeah, made to me, hide it.
Yeah, and it made me like read past it. I had to like read. I'm like, is this saying I can't flush? Period. Like, is this just saying I can't use this toilet? Because then that's got to be in the listing.
Yeah, yeah.
And then there was another one by where the toilet paper is, and that one just said, "Don't flush paper towels." It said this like, there's an old building, say old pipes, is built in like 19 or whatever, and it just says, hey, don't flush these things, but didn't say toilet paper that time. It's like, okay, are they just saying like, hey, don't be reckless? It's old building, don't have a party? Like, I don't know.
Yeah, yeah.
And so I messaged them. I was like, hey, is this saying like never flush toilet paper? And it says use the container provided, but the container provided is just like the little garbage can they have next to them. Like, is it there? Are you just asking me to wipe my ass and keep it? Is that what you're asking me?
Yeah, yeah.
Is that what you're asking me right now is to have a very uncomfortable collection? Because, okay, but then you got to be clear about like, that shit in the listing.
It feels like they're slowly trying to turn you into Jeffrey Dahmer. They're like, hey, right. You can't, don't use a toilet. And if somebody knocks on the door, you should eat them.
Yeah,
and just you can have friends over if they're not like breathing.
Yeah, yeah, and like it's probably great to like wear someone else's head. So like, just think about that. Think about those.
Yeah,
things.
Yeah, just do that stuff, and then
do that stuff, and it's fine. And so I messaged them. I was like, "Is this me never?" And their wording was like, "They're like, yeah, it's really close to where like the sewage outlet is, so like it may." It doesn't always get to dissolve, the toilet paper, so something that creates clogs. They said, just be careful. And I was like, what? what in the entire fuck does that mean? Be careful.
To be careful while flushing a toilet. You shouldn't have to flush a toilet like you're detonating a bomb. Yeah, I mean, like you should have to touch it like, ooh. I shouldn't have to like push it a little bit and then be like, was that too much?
I mean, yeah, like I won't go nuts with it. It's like, and like, listen, I know there are places that do that. It depends on the pipe system. It depends on the placement, blah, blah. But you got to warn a guy. That's got to be in the listing.
That also
that
gives you,
has to be in the listing.
It gives you no confidence
in anything. In anything in the place.
The water is clean.
It gives me no confidence the ceiling might not just fall. Like, I don't know, especially with that kid running.
I mean, it did fall. You know, a little piece of it fell.
That's, yeah, honestly, yeah. True.
I also think that when you are getting an Airbnb, you obviously want the pictures to be accurate. My favorite Airbnb that a friend even stayed in, my buddy stayed in this thing, and he was telling me about it. I felt so bad because I told him he could stay with me, but
could have told me that.
This is a different time in my life.
I know, I'm kidding.
I basically was in this situation where I was still living with Jeff and Amy.
Okay.
And Buddy came to stay, and then he was about to move into an apartment. But then in the interim, he was like, oh, let me move out a little early. Maybe I can get to the apartment early. And I was like, okay, if you're sure. And he Airbnb'd from this guy. I don't even know how Airbnb will let you list things for like a suspicious amount of money.
Mm-hmm.
So they'll let them get very expensive. Obviously, there are people, yeah. There are people, I didn't even know this. There are people, rich people, whose Malibu homes they will put on Airbnb for like actually an affordable rate if you all use the rooms.
You'll see like houses in like picturesque parts of the country that are like $500 like for a night.
I'm talking about a mansion,
right,
where if as long as you bring enough people to use every room that's in there,
right,
you'll be able to afford it,
right? Yeah,
so 500 too. Per person for 15 people, right. So obviously that's a lot of money, yeah. Per night.
Mm-hmm.
But like, hey, if you had 1500 and I had 1500, we want to stay three nights at a mansion, and we just had to get every friend that we've mm-hmm. that we've ever had that we don't think will ruin anything to come with, right. Us. I had to whittle it down. I don't want to say every friend we ever had because now it sounds like we only have six friends apiece.
well.
But basically, he stayed at this Airbnb, and when he got to he knew it was going to be small because the pictures were a little blurry. So he was like, okay, whatever I'm signing up for isn't good.
Yeah.
And it was also $20 a night. So he's also this is quite easy. And this is also early days of Airbnb too.
Oh, okay.
So a lot of people don't know. I maybe people knew about Airbnb, but a lot of people weren't using it as regularly. Like now we actually compare Airbnbs to hotels. So we'll be right. Like, let me see how much a hotel is. Let me see how much an Airbnb is. This is before we got to that stage as people.
Right, yeah.
So this is still when you had to kind of know what Airbnb was.
What Airbnb was, how to spot like what's
a deal,
what's a scam, what's real.
And so the pictures were very blurry. Goes over there and it's a tent for the $20 a night in the backyard.
No.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah. Is a tent in the backyard, and the guy doing the $20 tent in the backyard. There's two other tents. So you're not even in a tent alone in the backyard. There are other tent people
and
there.
And nowhere on the listing it said it was a tent at all.
Didn't seem like it.
Fucking
and so then,
wild.
So then he's in his tent, and he's like, it's actually not that bad. Like, it's obviously bad. But he's like, hey, I'm new to New York. I'm like, he's also very young at the time.
Was it like in the city too?
No, I think it was in Brooklyn.
But I mean like in New York proper though.
Yeah,
like
yeah,
you're
yeah.
In Brooklyn in a tent in someone's yard.
Yeah. I mean the craziest part of this story is that someone has a backyard. I think you're getting caught up on little details.
I mean,
you're getting caught up on tents and like, anyway.
I mean, I don't know.
So basically,
Yeah, I'm getting, yeah, fuck me for getting caught up on the tent. Yeah, it's so ridiculous.
Yeah.
That so, I'm like, I can't believe someone tried to rent out a tent.
So basically, this dude is in the tent, and then the guy who's listing the Airbnb and has all the like tent people out there comes to his tent in the middle of the night, and then just starts chatting with him, just starts like talking to him, which he was like, this can't be going anywhere good, you know? And then while he was talking to him, a guy comes to the backyard who must have just let himself in the house. I have no idea, but comes to the backyard and is like selling this dude drugs in front of the tent. And so he's like, man, this guy's not even trying to like cover it. Like, he must not care about reviews at all. Cause you lied that I'd be inside. I'm inside a tent.
Right, yeah.
And then you're buying drugs in front of me. Mm-hmm. Directly in front of me too.
Right.
Like and then the funny thing to me, he was like, imagine if I did drugs. I'd be so offended. You just bought drugs in front of me. Didn't even offer me some sort of deal in or anything.
Yeah. You're not even making that a part of like, hey, listen, I know I'm making you stay in a tent, but I got this rock.
Yeah. No, man. That was like properly bad. I felt bad for him. He was there for like 3 nights or something.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's, yeah.
Full on tent. And then there was one where when I was on the college tour, and I think I was going to, it was in New Hampshire, was it Keene? I can't remember where I was in New Hampshire, but I was still doing a little bit of the couch surfing. Do you ever use couch surfing?
No.
Okay, do you know what it is though?
I've heard of it, yeah. But I never used it.
I was still using couch surfing. I only used it a couple times because it was very hard for me to get reviews, because when people don't know you, they're nervous about letting you stay in their apartment, especially for free. And like, so then I kept trying to like throw in perks. So I'd be like, hey, if you let me stay, I can get you tickets to my show, or I can, you know, whatever the thing was that would help.
Right.
And so I was in New Hampshire. I was looking up places to stay next because I realized I hadn't planned a hotel yet.
Oh. Okay.
And I also was still, this is like earlier in the tour, so I don't have the money to really like, oh, I'll just stay at whatever's close when I get there.
Right.
Like,
yeah.
This is still a point in my life where I had to like meticulously plan ahead, and I had let this extra day slip through the cracks.
Oh, okay, yeah.
So I really had to like, okay, I'm gonna take a bus here to here, and I'm gonna like all that routing stuff, which I was also scared to do. Like, I ended up paying more because I kept putting it off because I was so scared to do it and get it wrong.
Yeah.
Anyway, I let a date in New Hampshire slip through the cracks. So I'm already in New Hampshire, and I take a Greyhound in the morning for like an hour and a half to get to this next place.
Yeah.
And it's also just so funny because you think of life so differently now, not just because of where a person is like in relation to where they used to be, but also because of what we have now. So like at that time, I didn't even fully understand Airbnb. I knew about couch surfing.
Right.
I didn't even really like try to counter the bus with anything. So I was just like, buses are cheap. Just hopped on a bus. So I'm taking this bus, and as I'm like looking up couch surfing things, I'm like, man, no one's responded to me in time. So I'm gonna have to like maybe get this Airbnb thing people have been talking about.
Right.
And so that might have been one of the first time I actually put my credit card on Airbnb.
Oh, okay.
So I think I'd looked up Airbnb before, but this is the first time I've like, okay, I'm gonna have to do it because I can't afford a hotel day of.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm not just gonna sleep in the bus station or something.
Right.
And so I start looking up some Airbnbs in the area, and that's how I knew I was in a bad area. Like these were horrible in the picture.
Yeah, they were, if they're bad in the picture,
they were so bad in the picture that I was like, this is, there was one place that I looked at, I was like, this is drugs. Only drugs could yellow a wall like that. Yeah. Like, it was like, it got to the point where I was like, if for you to put it on here, it must have it had to at least used to have been good.
Right. Either there was no filter on the phone that could fix this color,
yeah,
or you don't know how to do that, and therefore you can't be a trustworthy management.
Yeah, there was a place where, and these are the pictures they're showing you, so they could elect to like try to hide something till you get there. So the pictures they're showing look like someone's been putting out cigarettes just anywhere.
Right.
Like anywhere. And these places are like $45 a night, $50 a night, whatever. And so I'm looking at the prices and I'm like, man, I can't do it though. Like I was like, in my head, I was like, I can't do it.
Yeah.
Then someone happened to email, like respond that day from couch surfing. I ended up getting to crash on someone's couch. But that saved me from what we're definitely going to be. Like, now, there was one that was just a dorm. And in the listing of the thing, it was like, this is my dorm. Don't, like, it was like someone was openly trying to get everyone to keep their secret. They were like, this is my dorm. Just don't, like, blow my cover, essentially.
Right.
Is what they were saying.
Especially in those early days, there was a lot of, like, because people were just doing it in, like, apartments where, you know, they didn't own the apartment. They were just staying in it.
Yeah.
Bring it on there. Like, I think now it's more rigorous how you get, you know, I think approved or whatever. Because I remember apartment I had, two people were just like, why don't you just Airbnb that room? Like, I'm like, I don't own it. The owner's family lives downstairs. Like, that just sounds like I'm going to absolutely get caught. And the lease says no Airbnb. Like,
yeah. Know? Yeah.
And also, people, like, Airbnb, like, I guess just puts it out there, like, yeah, it's not good for, like, neighborhoods and stuff. So it's like,
but like they,
but sometimes I gotta save money.
It was so rampant. It was so rampant that every place in every state started putting whether or not you could Airbnb your place. Mm-hmm. It's rare that you get something that's that bad that it makes everyone collect, because no law got passed to make people say you have to tell people whether or not you own the Airbnb. Everyone just started being like, this is chaos.
Yes.
So I'm personally just going to say, don't Airbnb it. And then that spread like crazy.
Yeah. 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 It's because now it's like, it's just inviting so much into your home, like, or a building you own.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know. And I see that there are better deals. Like, there are cheaper ones I could get to that are like, it's just a room in someone's place, and I don't fuck with that. So, like, I never would have done the couch surfing one anyway. I just like my own space too much. And
the couch surfing one is so interesting because it's such a community, and I really appreciate everyone that let me stay with them. I only used it maybe 4 or 5 times in between hotels and Airbnbs and stuff, because then sometimes, as you know, the college will also sometimes have a hotel for you.
Yeah.
So then that also helped me because I was like, okay, if I couch surf for the 2 days before I already have a hotel, then I'm like only making money this entire time.
Right.
I only have to worry about my food and the transportation, which I had already planned before I left New York.
Mm-hmm.
So I was like in a good spot. And yeah, luckily I didn't really have anybody that was weird on couch surfing. Like, everyone was pretty much like, I would even ask them, I was like, why do you do this? And then they were like, well, you know, one time I was like stranded in Finland and just a stranger saw me sitting at the bus stop and then let me stay at their place. And ever since then, I've been trying to like pass it forward or whatever. And I was like, wow. It was honestly the most altruistic reasons I've ever heard
for
people doing that.
And I have a feeling you're more likely to be the recipient of crazy, you know, if, you know, weirdness, if you're the renter rather than the rentee, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Because most people who are doing that are probably like, yeah, either someone just wants the extra money. They're clearly chill enough to just have someone in their house, you know?
But couch surfing, you don't have to pay.
Oh, it's just,
that's
just nice then. That's just,
that's what I'm saying.
That is just a nice community.
That's why I was like, this is crazy.
I thought that was like a rent a couch thing. I never did it. I never realized it was just literally just crash on couches. That's nice.
Yeah. There's one of them that you're renting the couch, but then the one that I did was straight up. That's why it was so hard to get people to respond sometimes. Cause like, it's not like people were on it all the time. Some people almost kind of used it like a little bit Facebooky in a way where they especially if they were world travelers, because I think the way that it started was world travelers trying to help each other out. Like, Right. I live in the Netherlands.
Right.
So anyone in our community that comes to the Netherlands can stay with me as long as too many of you don't come at the same time.
Yeah.
So then to jump into that is very hard because you have to leave a lot of, you have to get a lot of reviews for people to trust you.
Yeah.
Especially because it's free.
Yes. Okay. And that, so, that does add a whole new element to it. That makes it nicer, but then probably does make it, you got to be a little cagier.
That's why I was like, I was a little scared. Like, I remember the first time I fell asleep at one, I was like, this is it. I should have just spent that $80 and, like, now I'm about to be murdered.
Yeah. I don't know. And you know my everyone does, my general dislike of, strangers and getting to know people. So crashing on just people's couches, I don't know, there'd be too much pressure. It'd be like, how much do I have to talk to you? How much do I have to, like...
I remember...
Because I'm not rude. I'm not a rude person, but I'd like my quiet, too. I like to just...
What's the James Franco movie? This one will really bother you, this whole thing. I've talked about this for way too long already, but this story is going to make you very upset. One second.
The James Franco movie.
Not actually. I don't think you'll actually be angry, but this is... Give me one second.
I'm too exhausted to be truly angry about anything right now.
Okay, so you know the James Franco and Jonah Hill movie True Story?
I've heard of it.
Okay. I watched that movie with someone I was couch surfing with, and it was just this very sweet, like incredibly sweet out of a movie, little tiny old woman that... that had done like couch surf. She had got on the couch surfing thing.
Yeah.
And like.
Yeah, someone's got a big dick. All right.
I'm not saying that this is the reason, but this is what it felt like. So I'm not saying she's not a sad person. She was very happy. But it did seem like she would do Airbnb and couch surfing, which is why her couch surfing is even nicer. Because she can make money off of renting room and whatever. And sometimes she just chooses to like let somebody stay for free, if, you know. And basically, we hung out for like a whole day. It was like...
See, that's the thing. This has Josh Johnson written all over it, whole situation. This dude, I've talked before about how long he just will talk to just like people at the reception desk at hotels. And that's a good thing about you. I'm just saying, this... This is a very much a Josh Johnson adventure app.
We hung out Rent all Josh day because I got in, right? And so I get it. And man, okay, so just from off the rip, that's a fridge.
Oh, is that the fridge? I was like, that's just a new one. I was like, that's coming from that way?
So just off top, I get in and... I message her if I can come by a little bit earlier because I was like, hey, I want to just make sure I take a quick nap before my show and everything. Mm-hmm. And I know I'm getting in early in the day, so when's a good time to check in and stuff?
Yeah.
And then she was like, oh, you can come by whenever. I'm just hanging out. And I was like, oh, okay, cool, cool. I get to the apartment and she lets me in and her daughter is leaving. So her and her daughter had been having lunch, I guess, and her daughter's leaving. And then I sit down and she's like, we have some leftover sandwiches. If you want anything, can I feed you? I was like, oh no, I'm good. It was like hang out with my grandma. And then she just kept trying to feed me. And then we were sitting there, and she started just telling me stories about her family. And it was before I knew it had been an hour. And I was just like, man, this lady's like the coolest. Yeah. And she was like, do you have any errands you want to run or anything? Like, I was like, oh, yeah, I actually do need to go to CVS. And so we went to CVS together. We went to CVS together. And So we go to CVS. And
I do not know how you haven't been kidnapped. Like, I don't know how someone truly hasn't taken you hostage.
But it...
you wonder into these scenarios a lot.
But she's so little. It was like... It was hilarious, too. Because she had a little... It wasn't a donut, Mm-hmm. But she, I guess she had had an injury, and so she had a little cushion on the driver's seat. Mm-hmm. But then the cushion also seemed like it was helping her see over the steering wheel. So it looked like it was just serving dual purpose. Like, because she was talking about, she was like, now you'll have to be patient with me. I walk a little slow because I fell. And the way I had to try not to laugh when she was telling me, because I really didn't want to offend her. Because right. by now we're like chilling. We're like, like buds,
you're
right?
You're best friends now, yeah.
And so then she was like, oh, I fell because... And I've seen something like this happen before, so it makes sense. But basically, she fell, and then she tried to get up quick. She said she felt like if she got up fast enough, she wasn't hurt. And so she fell.
That
and
is like, perfect, like old person logic. Yeah,
you know, like when you're like, it's like when you're a kid and you trip, but you're embarrassed, and you're like, no, I'm good.
Yeah,
I'm good. You try to save it.
Yeah.
And she fell, and she tried to get up so fast that she fell again. Oh. And that's when she really did the damage. And so she was walking a little slow and had like a little bit of a wiggle to, you know, compensate. Mm-hmm. And she goes, the doctor says I'm going to make a full recovery. But I mean, at my age, what does that even mean?
She sounds badass. Yeah,
she was like, if you do your best, you'll still have a 70-year-old hip. And so we go to CVS, and she's like giving me like mild to hot goss on everybody at the CVS. This is a small-ish town.
Oh, okay.
And so she was like, oh, the cashier there used to work at Arby's, but her service was terrible.
See, right there. That is why she rents out the couch.
Yeah.
She just wanted people to gossip with.
Yeah,
she,
yeah.
And clearly...
Her daughter's heard all of it already.
Her daughter's heard all of it, and if she's talking shit about everyone, she probably don't have a lot of friends. So I'm going to just let people stay on my couch.
Yeah. But no, she would tell me... She would, like, tell... So it was the full benefit of a nosy old woman, because she was telling me about people we were passing in the car. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Like, we would be passing people in the car on the sidewalk. Great. She'd be like, oh, Hill, right there. He was. I was like, yeah. Because, like, I also don't care, but also I only saw the back of his head. Yeah. So it's not like we talked to him and then she's walking.
I have no perspective on him. I have not seen this man. I didn't know he was there.
Yeah. Like, at least the cashier, like, dropped her cookie tin. Like when she was telling me about the cashier, I was like, oh, that sparked a little memory because of the awkward thing that just happened.
Yeah.
Because she, to be fair to my older friend, the cashier did... it was kind of a boss move because it worked for me and then it didn't work for her. Mm-hmm. So she rang everything up. This is her process, right? The cashier rang everything up and then opened one bag and then tried to slide everything, like scoop everything in the bag. And so I got a bunch of snacks and like a new toothbrush and some stuff. Mm. And so for me, it worked because it was like everything I got was small. And then, this woman that I'm saying we got many more things.
Right.
And she still tried it. And so most of it just missed the bag.
Yeah. You can't do it with a gallon of milk.
She's just like scooping it off the counter, and then it just starts falling. And then as it's falling, she keeps scooping because she's like, some of it's going to land in there.
Yeah.
And then so then we go back. I invite her to the show.
Okay.
Which she was like, oh, if I come, I'll have to like come a bit later, or you like first or whatever, and like all that stuff. And so she was nice enough to drop me off at the college, and was like, I can pick you back up if you want, and blah, blah, blah. And I'll definitely, you can ride with me if I do come to the show.
Also, I pinned my number to your shirt.
Yeah.
So if you get lost, just tell someone to call that.
There's a sign on your back that says you're my son.
Here's a baggie.
And so
got
then
a sandwich in there for you.
I do the show, and I can't remember if she came or not, sadly, because that would be very sweet if she came. Anyway, but I take an Uber back because I just don't, you know, hear from her or anything. Mm-hmm. And she must not have come because she opened the door when she. Anyway, but then we get back inside and she's watching, maybe it was HBO or Showtime, and she's like, a movie's about to come on. Do you want to watch? And we just watched True Story with James Franco and Jonah Hill. And she just kept gushing on James Franco the entire time. Like, she was like, she would just turn to me and be like, I know he's a murderer in this one, but he's dreamy.
Luckily, he ended up being very cool in real life, too.
Yeah, yeah. It's... It's clearly her Hollywood crush. And then we watched the whole thing, and then...
She had to be bummed a couple years ago, if she's still with us.
I guess so. Yeah. Maybe she didn't...
Maybe she passed to miss the fall of James Franco.
What if she wanted it that way? What if she was like, I'd rather die than hear a bad word said about James Franco?
Lose my James Franco.
Yeah. So yeah, we watched True Story, and I'll never forget that. That was like very cool. She was like a great stay.
Yeah, that's awesome. That's a good story. I like that a lot. So maybe I do need to I don't know, involve myself in people's lives instead of under them.
I guess so. I mean, it's also gone poorly. Like,
oh, for sure.
Like there have been times where
I know I listened to this show. I know your stories are a real 50-50. Of either something great happens or something inexplicable happens. Hi.
So, the next Airbnb that you're going to,
mm-hmm.
has this given you pause? Are you nervous now?
A little, because it's not that far away from the one I'm in now. And the pictures of it, it's a weird setup, but
yeah,
it does have some amenities. Like, I mean, mainly it has air conditioning, so mm-hmm. like that will make me happy.
Mm-hmm.
And windows, because it's not a basement unit. So I'll just probably be less just depressed. And this one does have windows in the bedroom, and it looks straight out to garbage. It just looks out... straight into the back of the garbage cans. Not even the pile of garbage, but like just the cans are there in front of the windows. So it's not really a view.
So I have one more.
Okay.
Airbnb whore that I think.
Scarebnb?
Maybe we should just stop.
That was a good one. No, that was a good pun.
I'm not even saying it wasn't good. I'm saying that maybe, you know, we both had a long day.
Right. You're saying nothing can top it. Nothing can top Scarebnb. So we should probably end quit while we're ahead is what you're saying. That's what Josh is saying.
Why don't we go out of focus for a second?
Because the light is going away, so it's having trouble.
Oh, whoops. Okay.
It's having a little trouble focusing on both of us. Yeah, let's get real close now.
Yeah, my bad. Did I mess it up by leaning back?
No, that was fine. I was leaning back. I think I was the first one to lean back. So,
now there's a light there, so this will be over soon.
Yeah, that's a really hip ice cream truck.
God, this ice cream is really hot. Do they put a lot of cinnamon in it? Or? Oh, my mouth's on fire!
Oh my God.
So basically. I have a friend, just for all intents and purposes, let's call him Benny, just so that we can keep the story straight, okay?
Now, so, Benny or Benny?
Let's call him Sam. Dick. So Sam was getting an Airbnb because he had to stay... for a friend's wedding a couple extra days.
Okay.
And so it was basically him staying with his friends in a hotel for like 3 nights.
Right.
But then whenever they needed to stay a bit longer, he couldn't float it. So he was downgraded to an Airbnb that was cheaper than splitting the hotel that they were at. Because I guess they got a group deal for everyone that was in the wedding. But
oh,
then,
yeah, yeah. You
but
can
then
get
the extra stay wasn't covered by the
right.
wedding.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And so
Yeah, because you only get that deal when you're blocking off a bunch of rooms. So yeah. It's like you're still putting a lot of money into the hotel, but yeah.
Yeah, and so he stayed for the wedding and then stayed a couple extra days for business and stuff.
Okay.
And he's staying at this Airbnb, and this woman is renting it from the, like, upstairs. So she's upstairs, kind of like your situation. She's upstairs, and then downstairs is the Airbnb. Mm-hmm. And while he's there, this guy knocks on the door. He comes to the door, and the guy is like, "Who the hell are you?" And she...
Jesus.
And Sam is like, "I'm staying at the Airbnb." He's like, "Oh, really?" And he's like, "Yeah? Like, what? Who are you?" Like, you know that thing where someone starts interrogating you and it takes you a second to be like, "Wait, why am I answering your questions?"
Yeah, you know? You have no authority over me, I think.
And then the guy at the door is like, "That I'm asking because there's no Airbnb here." And he's like, "Yeah, there is. It's on Airbnb. I rented it. I got the keys from the person upstairs, blah, blah, blah." And he's like, "Oh, okay." And then he goes to, like, around, which I guess is how you get to the, like, first floor or whatever.
Oh, okay, yeah.
And then the person he rented from comes down. And then he walks back up to him with the woman that gave him the keys, like, "Who is this?" And she's like, "He's renting the Airbnb." And he's like, "There's no Airbnb here." And she's like, "Yes, there is." And then then the guy is like, "So you're not lying to me, are you?" Like, to him. And he's like, "No." And then she's like, "Stop it." And he's like, "You're not lying to me either, right?" And he's like, "No." And then finally he's like, "Who is this person?" And she says, "This is my ex-husband." And then he's like, "Husband."
There's the whole story in that one assertion. Yeah. That is the entire story.
And so he's just standing there now while they argue if there's an Airbnb there. So then
and now they got to argue if they're still married.
Yeah. And so he never got the full story, but he's like, "This guy probably thought I was like
here to have sex with his wife."
Yeah.
Which is clearly a suspicion already on his mind.
Yeah.
Wow.
Which is, you know, how do you leave a good review after that? Like, how do you leave a...
Yeah.
Because you're scared for a second. Because you're like... Because the guy didn't just go like, "Oh, okay," and then walk away. He was like, "Oh, right. All right." It's like he just walked away.
Maybe he was really hoping to be able to stay in the basement for their trial separation. And now this is confirmation that he will not be able to do that.
Now this is just horrible.
You also can't, someone say, "This is my ex-husband." You can't just go, "No, husband." Like, that doesn't fix it.
No, it does, really doesn't.
That does nothing.
So, yeah.
Wow. Yeah. Okay, so yeah, maybe I'll continue avoiding people. I've gone full circle.
I didn't want to skew you and like fill your, you know.
You want to give me optimism for people.
Yeah. No. Not worth it.
Should we open up the mailbag quick?
Let's do it.
Do you want to go? We got some new ones, or should we do some of the ones that were for our 100th?
Maybe we do one old, one new.
One old, one new? Okay. Yeah. Let's see, how old do we want to go here? We'll do this one. This isn't like old, but this is from a month back. But this is from Kyle, and it says the title is "Fair Fish." And then this is interesting, you know. Mm-hmm. You got this angle looking.
Just
at me
my
now.
Neck was starting to hurt.
Oh, okay, gotcha.
Starting to hurt bad, and I've been trying to handle it the entire time, and it's been almost an hour.
We could have done this from the beginning.
It's fine.
Do you want me to turn this way to you too?
You don't have to, because you have to read.
Well, I can.
Why would you do it like that?
I don't know, man.
That's.
But it says, "Hey, J-Lo, thought you'd like to hear that I once won the healthiest and strongest fair goldfish to ever live when I was 13 years old." Fair goldfish have come up a few times on this show. So,
yeah.
"I didn't know this thing would last longer than 2 weeks, so I named him Dinner."
That's dope.
That's a great...
Wow.
That's a great name.
Wow.
"Well, he lived for over 6 years. He survived the harrowing experiences of..." And now there's a little bullet point list. One, living in a tiny bowl for 2 years. We changed the water weekly by scooping him up in a ladle and keeping him in a soup bowl until the fresh water was conditioned. Two, overfeeding him. So just... Three, my older brother feeding him crushed up Oreos.
That's a dope life, though.
This fish sounds like he's actually doing, like, that's why he kept fighting. He's like, yeah. I love these.
This is
dessert
great.
Fish food they give me.
Yeah.
the same older brother chasing him with a letter opener. So I'm assuming that means just putting it in the water and trying to...
And just like spinning it around.
That's what I'm guessing.
Yeah.
That's just stirring.
Yeah.
We got him an actual... Oh, we got him an actual tank-like bowl with a lid to protect him from my psychopath brother. And then finally, a glow stick accidentally leaking into his water. What kind of...
This is probably... Like, in fish heaven, he party the hardest. Yeah, like, he's seen things
stories.
Other goldfish have never seen.
He finally died when I went to college, and my dad was away for the week, and my mom, quote, didn't know she was supposed to feed him. She apparently thought he was a plant and not a living water being. R.I.P. dinner. Love y'all, Kyle.
That goldfish might still be alive if it hadn't been for his mother's negligence.
Yeah.
This is the closest thing to a murder.
You need to hold that over her forever. That's what you need to do. And let me look for, let's see, a new one here. Okay. This is real recent. So this is from, where's the name? I guess Don. And this the title is Ayo, Heyo, Hello, J-Lo. So
wow, fire.
Points on that title.
Fire.
I was introduced to Josh's comedy via a random ad to my work playlist years ago of his earliest album, I Like You, and have been hooked into his hilarity ever since. Like many have already said before, Logan is the perfect component. I'm the perfect component. Okay, so I'm the only thing working about this.
Yeah,
thing.
I mean, maybe they mean opponent, but yeah.
I thought companion, but opponent's probably good too. Logan is the perfect component in this podcast for Josh with his unhinged laughter, antagonizing, and overall love and concern for his totes bestie. Come on. Love you.
It looks like there's more there.
There's not. Nah, let's just sit in this for a second.
That's not necessary.
I took my mom and brother to see Trevor Noah at the Foxwood Casino in Connecticut and completely forgot that you opened for him. When you were introduced, I lost my shit and couldn't stop shaking and yelling at my bro and mom in excitement, telling them how hyped I was to see you live and in person. Wish I could have hung out there long enough to have raced you on that indoor go-kart track.
Oh, yeah.
Was there an indoor track there?
Did I not tell you about this?
Was that what we talked about last time?
I thought we talked about it, but...
I guess I didn't know it was indoor.
Yeah,
it's indoor. Okay, so that was... So from that recent episode.
Yeah.
There you go. I live in PA, but I won't be able to see y'all at the Punchline in Philly next week because I work second shift during the weekdays, and that weekend I'll be in DC cosplaying at an anime convention.
Okay.
Quit your job. Do the anime convention. Quit your job. Come on out. Nothing but the best of luck to you both and hope to meet y'all face-to-face one day. Rating 69 nice weebs out of 5 weebs.
Thank you so much, Don.
P.S. question.
Yeah.
Have either of you attended any conventions, whether an anime, game, etc.? And who would y'all be willing to cosplay as if you did? Have you ever been to an anime convention or comic book convention?
Yeah, I've been to a couple. What did I go to? I went to one that was in Lafayette, Louisiana. I can't remember the name of it. And I think I've been to something called... I can't remember what it was. It was like half comic books, half old. Like, it was a comic book convention, but it was like half like comic books and then half old, super old... like TV nostalgia stuff. So they'd be like, I was an extra on Knight Rider, you know, that thing.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Just kind of a regular,
I've been to two technically because I went to Comic-Con in 2016, the New York Comic-Con.
Oh,
and
okay.
Then, I went to that one in Lafayette in like 2009, maybe.
Okay.
But yeah,
I've never been to a comic book I don't think I've been to any convention like that. Do car shows count? We go to car shows with my dad a lot, so that's like a car convention.
It's not really the same thing at all, but
I mean, people are dressed up there like
that's
like hillbillies. I mean, I think that's just how they dress. But like
yeah, this whole thing is not car convention, Comic-Con.
Okay. But now, to answer the second part of that question, though, who would you cosplay as?
Someone said, who's the electric shock superhero that's not Black Lightning? It's Static Shock. Yeah, people have said I look like Static Shock.
What's he from?
I think DC.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Pretty sure DC.
Okay.
What about you?
Who would I cosplay as? I don't know. What could I pull off? Some kind of sitcom dad?
I think maybe like a dad from Yes, Dear.
Yeah, or... Yeah, I don't know. Marklin Baker from Perfect Strangers.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, yeah. I could probably if I cut some hair. I could do early season Hopper from Stranger Things maybe. Back when he was when he was still thicker.
Did he get skinny?
Yeah, he's skinny now. Well, yeah, because he got ripped for.
I'm very behind.
Well, sorry. Well, yeah, he's ripped this season. They worked in the storyline, but also he got ripped for the Black Widow movie and.
When you say ripped, do you mean like pants ripped from all the weight that he gained?
No.
He's very big in Black Widow. He's like out of shape in Black Widow.
But he's like way thinner than he was. Maybe he lost it for Stranger Things then. But no, he's much thinner now than he was.
I like to think some
actors...
He's
way more fit because he had a gut though, like in the early days of Stranger Things. And now he's like, he's pretty fit now. Because he did it for Hellboy too, I guess. Hellboy is probably what he bulked up for, is what he got kind of.
Yeah, because I like to think that some actors just get fit for them.
I mean, I think, that ends up being the like bonus,
mm-hmm. Yeah.
I'm sure but it helps if someone else is like, kind of footing the bill for it. But that was kind of like everyone always thought that Kumail Nanjiani got ripped because like Marvel made him, but like they didn't care. They wanted him to just be him, but he's like, nah, I'm going to get
jacked.
So like that's another thing for him to just be like, nah, don't worry, I'm going to get ripped.
Yeah. Well, thank you so much for listening to the Josh Johnson Show. We had a great time recording. I hope you had a great time listening. If you are looking to catch up with us on any of the socials, you can find me at Josh Johnson Comedy on Instagram, Josh J Comedy on Facebook, Josh Johnson on Twitter, and Josh Johnson Comedy on TikTok and YouTube, where we're going to be posting clips of the show. And if you're looking for Logan,
you can follow me on Instagram at Logan M. Nielsen. And if you want to get into the mailbag like those people there, you can email us joshjohnsonshow@gmail.com. And if, say, I don't know, next week, let's say Wednesday the 27th around 10 p.m.-ish, if you feel like meeting us in person, you can come out to Union Hall in Brooklyn. We are doing a live in-person Josh Johnson show. So we're going to do some stand-up, and then we're also going to do a full episode. We're going to do a full recording of us doing the show with an audience. We did it last year, and it was an absolute delight.
And if you can't make it to that, if you can't be at that,
sadly, you're busy next Wednesday or something.
Because you're in Philly. We're going to be in Philly right after that.
Oh, my God, for 3 whole days.
Yeah, in Philly for 3 whole days from the 27th to what?
28th to the 30th is okay. What we're doing shows. So and Thursday, Friday, Saturday, you got one show on Thursday, you got 2 shows Friday and Saturday. That's 5 chances to come. So in that chunk of days, that's 6 chances to come see us in person.
And if you don't do it, you just didn't want to, you know?
You just didn't want it bad enough. And we all know it. You won't be a champion like the child that is above me at my Airbnb.
We hope to see you there. Thanks so much for listening, and have a great rest of the week.
Y'all are the best. See you later.